In our previous year, we began a discussion about the obligation to fast on Yom Kippur. I saw that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, in a sefer, Chashukei Chemed, Amasech Yuma, discusses a shaila about a person who's never sick on Yom Kippur, and he has to drink. And he could drink different types of water, he could drink plain water, but he doesn't really enjoy drinking plain water. He wants to drink juice or coffee. Is he allowed to drink that, or should he just drink plain water? So he quotes a machlokes of the Sefer Amudei Or and Or Sameach. If somebody on Yom Kippur eats food that's better than the food that he needs to eat, he doesn't need to have such high quality food. What is the halacha? Somebody doesn't need to eat meat and he eats meat. Tamudi Or says that it's connected to Machlaikis Mesechta Shvuas Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph of Abai Verova. Abai will hold that he's Chayiv and Rava holds it's not Chayiv. But he says that even Rava would agree that there's an Isser. Dar Sameach and Perak Yudalad Machos Asuras Haloch Yudalad says that if you're allowed to eat, you can eat anything you want. Because he says, the shear of a chil on Yom Kippur is a kesevis. It makes no difference what the food is. Once we see that Chazal said that the shear is a kesevis, and Chazal didn't differentiate between what type of food, so we see that the concept is a concept of quantity, not quality. And the Chashukei Chemed brings a raya to the opinion of Dor Sameach from the Rambam in Perek, the Rambam that we quoted in our previous year, in Perek Aleph Halacha Shvisas Osra Halacha Dalet, that the Rambam says, Mitzvah Acheres Yesh B'Yom Kippurim, there's another mitzvah in Yom Kippur, for Lishbos B'machila V'shtiyah, you're not allowed to eat or drink, Shneim Atanas Nafshaseichem. So from the Rambam it seems that the Rambam is teaching us that Yom Kippur doesn't have to do with being in discomfort. What Yom Kippur means is Shabbos Shabbos, that you have to be Shavus from Melacha. And just like the Torah doesn't want us to be busy with working, so too the Torah doesn't want us to be busy with eating. And therefore, as soon if we eat a kesevis, we're not in the category of inui. If we eat a kesevis, we're in the category. If we eat a kesevis, we're no longer in the category of inui, less we are. And actually, if we look in our Gemara that we quoted at the beginning of the previous year, our Gemara in Masechta Yuma Daf Ayin Dalar Mebeis, the Gemara says Tana Rabbanan Tanas Nafshaseichem Yochel Yeshe Bechama Betzina Kedesh Yitzdar Tamaloyim Vekamalocha Loisasa Ma Malocha Sheva Al Taisa Af Inu Nefesh Sheva Al Taisa. So it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us in Yom Kippur Sheva Al Taisa, don't get involved. Don't get involved in eating on Yom Kippur. But perhaps we could suggest that this machloikis of the Or Sameach and the machloikis of the Or Sameach and the Or and the Amudei Or is actually the machloikis of the Gemara. Because as we quote at the beginning of our previous year, the Gemara says two brises. First, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, how do we know that Tanas Nafshe Seichem means that you're not allowed to eat? So Gemara says, Kam Alach Lai Sasu, just means don't work, don't eat. And these two psukim are next to each other. Then the Gemara says, Tanya Idach, Tanas Nafshe Seichem. And the Gemara says, again, all sorts of limudim, how do I know it means that you're not allowed to eat? And the Gemara ends off, the Gemara says, Tanu es nafshaseichem. The Gemara says, what does it mean by avadati as a nefesh? Kosha veiza avedis nefesh zachila v'shtiga. It could be the machloikis of these two brises is the machloikis of what is the Isra achila on Yom Kippur. Is the Isra achila on Yom Kippur just don't eat? The Torah wants us to be shvois, stay away from eating. And therefore, as if you're eating, then it doesn't make a difference what you're eating. Or does the Torah want you to be in a category of avadati as a nefesh? And therefore, it makes a difference what you eat. And if you can eat a less quality food, then you wouldn't be allowed to eat a better quality food. Up to the point that I saw that the Sefer Hilchos Ketanos, we know is a Rishon, says that if you drink water, I'm not saying this is the halacha, it's actually not the halacha, that if you drink water, you're allowed to drink water in Yom Kippur. Why? He says water has no nourishment, and since water has no nourishment, it doesn't include, it's not in the Issur Yom Kippur. As I said, most Rishonim, the halacha disagrees. Why? Because the question is, when we speak about eating Yom Kippur, is it a qualitative issue or is it a quantitative issue? If it's a quantitative issue, it makes no difference what you're eating or what you're drinking. Once you drink Kamalai Lugmav, once you eat Kashir Kesevis, Yechayiv. If, on the other hand, it's a qualitative issue, then it makes a difference what you eat and drink. And therefore, maybe, says the Hilchos Ketanos, water has really no nutritional value. And since it has no nutritional value, you should drink water. You're not over, it's not considered that you fasted. And I did see that there are Paiskim discuss that if Chas V'Sholom, somebody has to drink on Yom Kippur, there are Paiskim that suggest he should drink water if that will be good enough. I did see that other Paiskim disagree, and they say that you could drink anything. Rav Yosef in the Shalos HaTshuvos Yabia Omer, Chelik Beis, Simen Lamed Aleph, Paskins that way. And actually, Rav Moshe Sternbuch in the Mayadim Vizmanim, Chelik Aleph, Simen Samach, is even more lenient because he quotes the opinion of Rav Chaim Brisker, a very bechiddush. He says, Rav Chaim Brisker says that the entire discussion about a chayla, what he could eat, what he can't eat, does he need to be evaluated, is only by a chayla, is only by a muberis. But a chayla sheyesh by sakana, and he goes into explaining this quite extensively. He says there are actually, in halacha, he says, three categories of a chayla. There's one person who is a chayla that he's very weak, and the doctor says, if he eats, he'll be healthier, and he may even get well. Such a chayla, Rav Moshe Sternbuch says, according to Rav Chaim Brisker, and according to the Brisker Rav, could eat. Then there's another chayla, who is a weak person, he has whatever disease, and such an individual, by not eating, can get weaker. Such an individual, you know, his body is a weak body as it is, and not eating can make it worse. Such an individual, he also says, according to Chaim Brisker and the Brisker Rav, can eat with no questions. Only omuberis, after 3 days, such a person needs an evaluation. So according to Rav Moshe Sternbuch, any sick person can eat anything. So this whole conversation is not that relevant. But, as we're saying, it could well be that the machloikis of the Amudish Or and Or Sameach, and now we're saying that's actually the machloikis of the two brises. And our Gemara is a machloikis if the Isser Achila on Yom Kippur is a qualitative Isser or a quantitative Isser. And actually, this question of how to look at the Isser Achila on Yom Kippur permeates almost all of the issues that come up when we speak about eating Yom Kippur. There's a very famous question that the Chasam Sofer speaks about and many other Achroinim speak about. And that is, on Yom Kippur, we know that the Gemara discusses how to look at the Isra Achila. Whenever we speak about Isra Achila, is it a Hanos Goyrin? Or is it Is it a hanos geirin, or is it hanos meyaf? And the Gemara Masechta Chulin, clearly paskins that when we speak about macholos asuris, a Gemara Masechta Chulin daf kuf gimel amabeis, says when we speak about macholos asuris, it's a hanos groinan. Says the Chasam Sofer in Eirechayim, Simen Kuf Chav Zayin, that when it comes to Yom Kippur, it has nothing to do with Hanos Goyrin, it's Hanos Meyav. The Minchas Chinuch discusses the Shaila as well in Simen Shin Yud Gimel, and the Minchas Chinuch takes some sort of a compromised position. He says, certainly Yom Kippur is not just Hanos Groinoi, like it is all year round, by all Macholos Asuris. And therefore, one of the big nafkaminas, it's not such a pleasant nafkamina, what would be if somebody ate a chatzi shir, expelled it, and ate the chatzi shir again? If we say that it's toli in Hanos Meyov, so then Hanos Meyov, there isn't. He only had a chatzi shir in his mayayim. If we say it's Tolin Hanos Groinoi, then he would be Chayif. The way we're learning, everybody agrees on Yom Kippur, if you don't have a whole shear in your stomach, you're not Chayif. But from the Chasam Sofer, it seems that he feels that's completely connected only to Hanos Mayim. Why? Because in Yom Kippur, it depends on Yisuve Date, and Yisuve Date we have in the Mayayim. That's how the some Sofer learns. Rav Chaim Oizer says no, that Yom Kippur is Hanos Goyren like all year round. The Michas Chinuch says it's Hanos Me'ayim, but he says a Hanos Me'ayim that doesn't come through Hanos Goyren is not considered a Hanos Me'ayim. And actually, if we look in the Michas Chinuch and you look at the Maram Shik obviously follows the opinion of his Rebbe, the Chasam Sofer. It's a tshuva in the Maram Shik, Chelek Erechaim Simreish Samach Gimel. They connect this Shaila to a very other interesting question. And that is, somebody drinks a coffee. And he drinks a coffee, most people drink a hot coffee, they drink it slowly. It's more than the Shir Kedei Achilas Pras. And now you finish your coffee that took you a while to drink. Do you make a Bari Nefashis or not? The Maram Shik opinion is that the Maram Shik's opinion is that you don't make a bracha achrona. He says Hanos Ma'ayim is only there when you eat it within a certain time frame. And if you don't eat it in a certain time frame, you don't have Hanos Ma'ayim. So even though as far as the Goyren is concerned, this is the normal way of drinking, so this should become the shir, but he says, we look at Hanos Ma'ayim, and Ma'ayim is also connected to that shir. Michas Chinuch disagrees. Michas Chinuch and Simon Shin Yud Gimel says Hanos Ma'ayim is not the only factor. When it comes to Ma'ayim, it's not dependent just on the shir of Ma'ayim. Doesn't have that limited shir of Kedei Achilas Pras from 2 to 9 minutes. And therefore, he says, you would make a bracha achrona on the coffee. But again, we're seeing from our discussion that there's a very fundamental machloikis ha'achroinim. How should you, what is the shir achila on Yom Kippur? What is the din of Yom Kippur? Is it a din in quality or in quantity? If it's a din in quantity, so the shir is hanos ma'ayim. If it's a shir in quality, so it's only considered that you enjoyed what you drank or what you ate when you had, like by all other machalos asuris, hanos goyren. And this machloikis, again, of how to look, how to view the achila on Yom Kippur, is relevant to other shaylas. There's a very, very big chiddush that there's a sefer, Seder Hayoyim, Seder Mishnah, that quotes Hagoyin Rav Wolf Paskowitz. It says a very big chiddush. He says, we all know that on Erev Yom Kippur, we have to have Tosfos Yom Kippur. Tosfos Yom Kippur means that already before the fast begins, we're not allowed to do malacha. We have to begin the fast, and we also not allowed to eat. So says Rav Wolf Paskowitz,
a very bechidish, that you know how, what is the shear for Taisus Yom Kippur? So he says that the shear for Taisus Yom Kippur is the amount of time that you won't be full when Yom Kippur comes. So that's a very bechidish. And according to Rav Wolf Poskovitz, you would probably have to begin fasting on Erev Yom Kippur much earlier than anyone we know does. Why? Because he's learning that the Shir Achila on Erev Yom Kippur is a qualitative factor. And as the amount of time that you're going to be full on Erev Yom Kippur, that you're going to be feeling satiated in Yom Kippur, when Yom Kippur is a day of Tanus Nafasekha, you're supposed to feel uncomfortable, that's the amount of time that you have to start fasting in Erev Yom Kippur. Why? Because he obviously holds it's a qualitative issue. If, however, you hold it's a quantitative issue, so it has nothing to do with Erev Yom Kippur. And there's another interesting shaila. The Stechemet and many other places can discuss the shaila. What would be the halacha? Are you allowed to do things on Erev Yom Kippur that will cause, take different vitamins, different medicines on Erev Yom Kippur, that you should be able to fast better on Yom Kippur? So the Stechemet wants to suggest, that indeed one shouldn't do these kind of things on Erev Yom Kippur. The Stechemet says that because there's a din of Tanis Nafshaseichem, and the way we'll understand what the Stechemet means to say is that Yom Kippur is a qualitative day, and your quality of life in Yom Kippur has to be a day of Tanis Nafshaseichem. And since it has to be a day of Tanis Nafshaseichem, Erev Yom Kippur don't do things that you should not, that you should prevent you from feeling inui on Yom Kippur. Most Paiskim, the Marsham in Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Chaf Dalid, the Shals of Chuvas and Machs Avram in Chelik Erechayim Simen Kuf Chaf Tes, the Shals of Chuvas Chelkus Yaakov all disagree, and they say that you're allowed to eat an Erev Yom Kippur as much as you want. In fact, they have a great raya. Their raya is, we know that the Gemara says, Kol Oichel, the Pasuk says, B'tish B'chodesh Tanus Nafshaseichem, and the Gemara says, Kol Oichel V'shoyse B'chi, Malolov HaKosov Kilo Yosana Chi V'asiri. And we know that many Mephorshim attempt to say Pshat in that Gemara. But they say, what's the Pasht of Pshat in the Gemara? The Pasht of Pshat in the Gemara is, the one should fast, the one should eat on Erev Yom Kippur, in order that he should be able to fast better Yom Kippur. But if we're saying that we're supposed to be in a qualitative disadvantage in Yom Kippur, we're supposed to be feeling a fast on Erev Yom Kippur, so then that's just the opposite of what that Gemara says. So it must be that the Torah means to say that Yom Kippur isn't a qualitative issue. It's a quantitative issue. As the Rambam says, Shvois, don't eat. Not that we want you specifically to be in a concept of inui. It's interesting that the Chelkus Yaakov says that even though he's allowing one to fast, to take different vitamins or pills on Erev Yom Kippur in order to be able to fast on Yom Kippur, he says not at the expense of kashrus. He says, of course, you have to make sure that those vitamins and pills are all kosher. Otherwise, just because you want to be able to fast on Yom Kippur, you wouldn't be allowed to take those vitamins. And if so, why would we could understand why someone who Rachmanat Tzlan is a chayla and he ate less than should go has to go out of the way to eat less than the shear. You know why he has to go out of the way to eat less than the shear? Because Yom Kippur is a quantitative isser, and calls man as long as he didn't eat the shear, he's considered that he's properly fasting. And as I said, we find that this question permeates the halacha in another area as well. The Gemara says on Daf Peyam Beis here in Masechta Yuma, Amra Papa,
Ha'oichel chil gasa b'yom kippurim potter. And Rashi explains, because if somebody is eating an achil gasa, so it's not that he's doing anything proper for himself. He's hurting himself. He can't eat, and he's forcing himself to eat. That isn't considered eating. But there's a very interesting question that the Rishonim, that comes out from how the Rishonim learned this Gemara. What would be if somebody eats an Erev Yom Kippur, or eats on Yom Kippur, not an achil gasa, but he eats shaloike derech achila? What would be the halacha? So from the way Rashi seems to learn the Gemara, the issue of achil gasa is because he's mazik himself, because he causes himself damage. But if you don't cause yourself damage, even though it's shaloike derech achila, you're not eating in the normal fashion, you would be chayif. Why? By all other areas of halacha, we know that if you eat shaloike derech achila, you're not chayif, because it's very gishmak. Because on Yom Kippur, according to these Rishonim, it's a quantitative factor that we consider. And once you ate the shear, so I don't care if it's achil gasa. I don't care if you ate kederach achila, shloike kederach achila. Your body has absorbed a kesevis of food. And if your body has absorbed a kesevis of food, you're chayiv on Yom Kippur. On all other isurim, it depends on achila. And less than a kesev, and if you don't eat in a normal way, that's not considered eating. Again, a raya that Yom Kippur, is, unlike the rest of the time, is a quantitative isur. So again, to review, we have a very fundamental question: if the isur achila Yom Kippur is a quantitative isur or a qualitative isur, and there'll be many nafkaminas. One nafkamina will be: is there a difference what kind of food somebody who Rachman Tzlan has to eat on Yom Kippur is allowed to eat? Should one go out of his way to get fed intravenously? If we say it's a quantitative issue, it makes no difference what you eat. If it's a qualitative issue, so then it certainly you should eat a poor quality food, or as we said earlier from the Hilchos Ketanis, drink water if at all possible. The next nafkamina is it if you could be fed through your stomach, is that an advantage or not? If we say it's if we say that it's a quantitative issue, so it makes no difference. Once you have a kesevis in your body, you're over. If it's a qualitative issue, so then if it's only through your goyrin, then you're chai, then if you should, it's certainly better to be fed intravenously. Although I did see that Ramosha says in the tshuva that there is no reason for a choyler to do it, and if a choyler is allowed to eat, he's allowed to eat. But he does say if the person will feel more comfortable being fed that way, person for their own menuchas hanefesh feels better that he's allowed to do it. Another nafkamina will be, should one, so again, to review the shittas, the Chasam Sofer says that Yom Kippur is hanos groinai. Reb Chaim Oizen, the Shaz of Tshuva Zachiezer, says it's hanos goyrin. Miches Chinuch says it's hanos ma'ayim. But hanos ma'ayim is only considered a hanah if you were fed through the goyrin. Another nafkamina is, are you allowed to take food on Erev Yom Kippur or take vitamins on Erev Yom Kippur, take vitamins or different supplements on Erev Yom Kippur in order to be able to fast better on Yom Kippur? If we say it's a qualitative issur, that the achila on Yom Kippur is dependent on your quality, maybe it would be usher, as the Stei Chemetz suggests. If it's that on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to take food into your body, it's a quantitative issur, that's only on Yom Kippur. It has nothing to do with Erev Yom Kippur. Another nafkamina would be, if you eat on Yom Kippur, shaloi kederech achila. Would that be considered usher or not? If we say it's a quantitative issur, then there is no heter of shaloi kederech achila on Yom Kippur. If we say it's a qualitative issur, then there is a heter of shloike derech achila on Yom Kippur.